And that was The Buck Stops Here. That's the name of the album. The track was called Somewhere, Someone, Somewhere, Sometime. And it was featuring Paul Van Ross and his band, Kim Keelhart, Hugh Stuckey, Craig Fermanis, and Mark Lockett. And I'd like to welcome to the studio now tonight is Paul Van Ross, the man himself. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
Welcome to Jazz Rivers. Thank you so much for coming along and visiting me here for the first time.
My pleasure.
And congratulations too on that album I just played the track from 2013, was it?
I think 2012. Yeah, it's 2 years old now.
Fantastic. It's or one young. That's always on high rotation here, and it is a wonderful album.
Thank you.
We're not here to talk about The Buck Stops Here this evening, but in fact we're going to be talking about an album that you're soon to release this weekend at Bennett's Lane Jazz Club in the city.
It's true. Time for another album.
And you've been playing for over 20 years, namely the clarinet, flute and saxophone.
Yeah, you've been researching.
Yes.
That is true. And I pulled out the clarinet the other day. I got a nice bit of new equipment for it and was trialling, and it was very nice to play it. It was my first woodwind instrument. So, yeah, flute, clarinet, saxophone. They all. Sometimes I do a gig where I have like 4 or 5 horns and I consider myself like a pack horse.
And the album that you've been working on and is soon to be released is a Cuban Latin jazz album, correct?
Yes, yep. This one's pretty special. I'm not sure if the listeners know, but yeah, this 12 months ago, almost to the day, early September it was, I was in Havana, Cuba, and found some of the best Cuban musicians on the planet. Some of them are quite famous. From Chucho Valdez's band and some other very famous salsa groups. And I presented my music and booked the studio, and we made ourselves, got ourselves down to the same studio as the Bonavista Social Club was recorded, and played my tunes. They loved it. I think it was because it was fresh material, and also a little bit of a reunion for some of the players. Hadn't played together or recorded together for a few months or years. It was great. So, yeah, this weekend is the launch for that album.
Yes, and the tracks on the album, are they all originals?
There's 8 tracks on the album, 7 originals and 1 like very standard Cuban, famous Cuban song, which is an instrumental version.
And have you always been interested in the Cuban and the Latin music? I understand too you actually really enjoy dancing, like Latin dancing.
Yes, it's true. I've Melbourne's a great melting pot of musicians, and I've been in some of those horn sections in Latin bands for many years, since the mid '90s actually, and playing at the Bull Ring when that used to exist, now Coles. Yeah, somewhere along the lines, I remember being on stage at the Bull Ring in a band and looking out to the audience and seeing all these people with smiles on their faces and dancing. And I remember thinking, one day I'm going to learn how to do that and dance. And I procrastinated for ages, and eventually I made it one of my New Year's resolutions and made it happen. So that was about 8 years ago I started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I dance is like a Cuban salsa.
Mm-hmm. And do you do that like once a week now, or do you – do you do it sort of once a month, or?
I get together almost every weekend with some friends, and we practice what's called Rueda de Casino, which is essentially like a salsa version of the barn dance,
mm-hmm.
where there's a caller, and that's actually me most of the time. So I call out Spanish words, and we do these moves and swap partners. It's quite dynamic, and we'd be a little bit creative and make up our own moves. Some good friends of mine, so. But, yeah, I go to classes every now and then. I used to go like 2 or 3 times a week, but I got more interested in playing my music in a Cuban style.
That's fantastic. That's great. Very very versatile performer there you are.
Thanks.
Another thing I was going to ask you about was with this album, it's obviously really satisfying because you've taken it sort of obviously overseas to produce, and it was also made possible through crowdfunding. Did you find that very hard to sort of get people to come on board and support you, or straight away were people saying, yes, Paul, we'll help you with getting your album together?
Yeah, the crowdfunding was something new to me. I'd researched it a little bit and